There have been many famous last words uttered all throughout history. This past week, after posing with a mock-up of a bloody beheaded President Trump, Kathy Griffin had her own famous last words. They were, "It seemed to be a good idea at the time." For Griffin, after that time, it's not been a happy time for her. She's received the expected outrage, which has hit her both personally as well as financially. The latter is what my next guest is here to talk about. He is the CEO of Squatty Potty, Bobby Edwards. Thanks for being here today, Mr. Edwards.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And learn more about the Squatty Potty line of products, SquattyPotty.com. Of course, it's Squatty Potty, along with Unicorn Gold bathroom products, available nationwide. Stores like Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, and many others. And for those who did not know or have not heard, Kathy Griffin was signed on to be a spokesperson for the Squatty Potty products. What was your initial deal with Kathy Griffin?
Sure. So, you know, we have a product that everyone can use. So we try unique ways to reach people. You know, we have unique marketing. We have kind of a unique product that solves a serious issue, but we like to make fun of it. So we like to have fun with it. So we've enlisted various, you know, entertainers and different campaigns trying to reach different markets, right? We're not a real political company, but we just want to help people poop better. So, and Kathy reached a specific target that we were marketing to, 35 to 55 year old women and other communities, you know, around the country that we're trying to reach. And she did a very good job. She was funny at the spot that we hired her for and the other things. And we'd already, filmed most of the campaign. And it was in the can. We actually had started it. We just started it about a week ago, and then this happened. I was vacationing in Mexico, and I got a text of the image, and I was just, you know, my heart fell into my stomach, and I just was devastated that the person we had just hired and trusted to, you know, carry our message was facing the office of the president in such a horrible way. We believe in freedom of speech, of course, and of course we're big defenders of that, and we're a diverse company. But she totally crossed the line, and it was very offensive, and it was not something that we could attach our brand to.
Did you try to contact her and get her side of the situation, and say what the hell were you thinking?
You know, actually, we didn't. Within about 30 minutes, I had just crafted a response and sent it out to our PR department saying, look, this is who we are. We're going to suspend the campaign immediately. I didn't even talk to Kathy. In fact, I've sent several, notices to her, but she hasn't returned anything yet.
Which isn't exactly a smart thing on her side to be doing either. I guess she's claiming she's a victim of bullying, and that was the whole catalyst for this whole thing, if I understand her initial, albeit lame, side of the story. As far as that initial apology she did, which I'm still trying to make sense of. It didn't sound emotional. It didn't sound sincere, and to look like a hostage tape almost.
It was pretty pathetic. But we live in a country with expressive freedoms, but if you do exercise those, you pay the consequences, and she's definitely paying the consequences.
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm speaking from first-hand experience, but then if you're a person of conviction, then you stand with what you said as opposed to fold up or collapse or try to hold a mirror to deflect the finger of blame from you.
Yeah. No, I think she was lazy. I think it was cheap, and obviously it was a poor decision. Like I say, we really are, you know, we're just trying to get to different people with our product in unique ways. And, we had a whole campaign, coordinated around this, and that, it was at a great expense. It was not, it was not cheap to create, campaigns, and specifically this one. And we're a small family company. You know, we are available, nationwide, Target, you said, and Bed Bath & Beyond, but it's still our budget is limited, and when you come home and you find something so devastating, it takes a hit to your business, but also to the bottom line. And but nonetheless, we have to make decisions, and we can't align ourselves with somebody that has such disrespect for the office of the president.
Talking Bobby Edwards, who's the CEO of Squatty Potty, and also, of course, they produce the Unicorn Gold Bathroom Products, available nationwide. SquattyPotty.com is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Put this into a context. Maybe the layperson can understand it. Kathy technically was an employee, so if Joe Smith or Jane Doe, the employee, did something like this on social media, for example, on their Facebook page, and it came to your attention, what would you do with that? With that Jane Doe or John Smith?
You know, what if I have an employee that does something and exercises their freedom of speech? I'm not going to. This is their own decision and their own life. I'm a true libertarian. I don't agree with it, but I'm not going to. You know, politics and work are separate. I feel like if that's the employee, that they're not the face of Squatty Potty, so it's a little different. It's not apples and apples there. Okay. When if that employee was out in the public and opened and a you know, the face of our product and carrying our brand around, then it would be a different story. So I don't, you know, I don't want to mince words. It's just I don't think that's a, you know, a true
comparison.
And comparison, yeah.
Okay, so well, that's fair.
I feel, you know, she was hired specifically as a spokesperson. Her job was to sell Squatty Potty to a specific group of people that we're targeting, and you know, the problem is I felt she broke that contract, and you know, when she released the images and the video, and I, you know, she was let go.
My devil's advocate question, I guess, would be, well, you kind of know who Kathy is and what her story is all about, what her act, quote, in quotes, is all about. I mean, truth be told, she plays this tough chick on stage, but I remember watching a few episodes of that reality show, and after she thought that she crossed the line, she's basically folding over in a fetal position in her dressing room. So sincerity and reality are two different things, I think, in the world of Kathy Griffin, but...
Sure.
Someone would say, well, you kind of knew what you were buying into, and these are the consequences of maybe buyer beware next time.
No, absolutely. I've definitely learned a lesson in this. You know, we're still a young company. You know, as a CEO, you have to make so many decisions, right? There's just so much going on, and there's so much opportunity. I was presented with this opportunity with several different actresses and carrying the script that we wanted. And she did a good job. And I thought, well, she was pretty much the best one that we tried. So let's go with her, not knowing her Q score or not really being aware of, you know, of how that can play out in the end. And I've definitely learned a lesson here. We'll chalk that one up under on my belt and you know, pick myself up and move on. We're actually already on to our next creative. I'm actually at a writer's retreat now to try and create a new campaign. So you know, it's a lesson learned. But no, we were deeply saddened and deeply offended by the image. But take those, you know, if anything, please know that. But it was just you know, something that you learn and move on and hopefully you don't make that same mistake again.
I'm thinking another place, another time. If a timeline was different, I can imagine, and he would probably do because he had a sense of humor. Orson Welles is one of your spokespeople, and I think that would have been a gangbusters idea.
Yeah. You know, we've used like Larry King. We've used, you know, we've even used Glenn Beck. We run the gamut of people that we've used as spokespeople. So we're not, like I say, we're not a political company. We're just trying to help people have a better bathroom experience and poop better.
And you're getting ahead of the game because people hear about your product and yeah, they snicker and they're going to make jokes. So why not beat them to the punch?
Exactly. That's the truth.
And I happen to know several people who use your products, and you know, it's a simple concept that makes a big difference in people's life.
It does, yeah. No, I mean, like, you know, it was the solution to my mom's problem, and she felt so strong about it. She literally just started giving them away as gifts one day, and it blossomed from there. You know, in the first year, she sold almost $1 million worth.
Wow.
And it was just crazy how the simple thing. But like I said, you know, bringing it back to Kathy, we were deeply disappointed, and we do stand for what is right in America. We honor the office of the presidency, and what she did was very offensive to who we are as a company.
And you do give a lesson too that there are consequences for expression of that free speech and responsibilities that are necessary to be an upstanding member of society. And I think you're getting praise for what you did, for standing up for those legitimate yeah. rights and ideals that respect and common sense really have to take a forefront, what all our actions have to be.
That's what makes the country so great, right?
And to learn more about the Squatty Potty and Unicorn Gold Bathroom Products, you can visit SquattyPotty.com. They're also available nationwide, Walmart, Costco, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, elsewhere. And we've been talking with the CEO of Squatty Potty, Bobby Edwards. Mr. Edwards, thanks so much for the lessons you gave to us through this experience. You're coming out great out of this, too, I think, for what your decisions were and the pace by which you took them. And you are a stand-up company and a great example of success in America. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.